When feeling stressed, people sometimes turn to food. To make things worse, they often choose junk food over healthy food when they're dealing with stress, which means more fat. So instead of grabbing the chocolate ice cream the next time you feel stressed, reach for an apple, a handful of almonds, or a small bowl of light popcorn. Also, try something else to get your mind off the stress, like exercising, which will also help burn any excess calories you consume, talking with a friend, or listening to some comforting music to help you relax. B. Just working on smiling and saying hello is a good start. Some people find it helps to practice in front of a mirror, like when you practice lines for a play. This can help you feel more comfortable with talking to strangers. Then you can start smiling and saying hello in real life. You might also try joining a group or team activity that interests you, like a sports team. Of course, you'll feel tense at first. That's normal. Remember that the more you practice, the more comfortable you'll feel. C. Most teenagers need between 8.5 and 9 hours of sleep a night. If you get much more or less, you may wake up feeling tired. People who sleep too long may also have trouble falling asleep, and they may wake up a lot during the night. Some people feel tired all the time, and they need to see a doctor to help find out what causes this tiredness. Try getting 9 hours of sleep for a week and see if you feel more rested. D. Sweating, even sweating a lot, is usually normal. This is the case not only when you exercise or get hot, but also when you're experiencing some strong emotions like anger or stress. As you get older, the sweat will start to smell, for example, under your armpits. The best thing to do to eliminate this odor is to take a bath or shower every day and after exercising or getting hot. You can also try to find a deodorant with a nice smell to use under your arms. E. You might have heard someone talk about color blindness as a joke, but some people really are colorblind. This does not mean that they can't see any colors and see the world in black and white. It means that they have trouble seeing the difference between some colors. Being colorblind is not serious, but it can make it difficult for people to match their clothes. Colorblind people can do normal things like drive, but they do have to learn where each color of the traffic light belongs because they can't see the difference in the colors. Boys are more likely to be colorblind. In fact, 1 in 12 boys is probably at least a little bit colorblind. F. It is a bad habit. Your fingernails have jobs to do for you. They should protect your fingertips and make it easier for you to pick up tiny objects. They are also good for scratching. If you bite your nails, they are not really there anymore to do those things for you. Furthermore, while you are biting them, you often break the skin and bring germs into the opening that can cause infection. Your fingernails also keep all the dirt and all the germs that you have been in contact with over the day. So when you bite your fingernails, you get the dirt and germs in your mouth. So if you do bite your fingernails, you should stop right away.